There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free here. 855-450-FREE is our number. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
Rich Paul.
And Mark.
Rich Paul is here courtesy of the Church of the Invisible Hand. Rich, that is one of the projects that you're involved in right now. You've got actually a few of them going on, including the Union of Unemployed People.
Yeah, the Union of Unemployed People, the 420 Foundation, those are the big ones. And those are all ministries of the church. But
which you can access all of those by going to your fundraising page, which is richpaul.freekeen.com.
It's true.
And you've got links there to all of your projects, as well as ways to support you directly.
And also videos of some of my activism. So, you know, if you're not sure if you're going to like it or not, watch the videos and find out. Let me know.
So our toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. We have been talking about your activism, Rich, and mine as well, in the context of an article critiquing it from Ethan Glover, who is a relatively new mover to New Hampshire. He lives in the Keene area. He lives in a town just south of the Keene zone, and he has been a little critical of some of the approaches, like the one where you and I corner the governor of New Hampshire at a commencement event for the Keene State College, their graduation. Now, to point out, make sure it's very clear, and in case you haven't watched the video, it should be clear when you watch the video, but if you haven't watched the video, you might have only heard rumors about it. We don't disrupt the actual commencement. We pepper her with questions because she's at the very end of a very long line of students who are mostly waiting to try to get into this commencement. In fact, there weren't even really any students nearby her with the exception of, like, the class valedictorian who was standing right next to her. Besides that, she was surrounded with
like
a bunch
pushing up.
Right. We were gone before commencement commenced.
Exactly. We cut out of there as she started to enter the actual area where the commencement was to take place, where all the families were waiting and the students were there and all that. So we were very cognizant of where we were and not wanting to disrupt the reason why all those people were there. We only wanted to disrupt Maggie Hassan's day, and I feel like we were very successful in doing that. But Ethan wants to get into some suggestions, what he believes could be what he calls a precise data-driven approach to determine whether or not your activism is effective. And so I want to hear what he has to say here. He says, what are the results? He says, we'll start with the easiest of examples. Arguing with strangers on the internet. Which, by the way, I don't really consider that to be activism.
A lot of people seem to. Keyboard activists, you know, people that, you know, go on Facebook and snipe in comments and, you know.
I've done my share of arguing on the internet, no doubt about it.
I hate it, call it activism.
Would you? If you're doing it for a particular purpose. It's like, I will go in as the Union of Unemployed People's page, and I will comment on other pages, and what I'm looking for is to get more likes for my organization to continue getting the message out. But then that's followed by, when I have an event, those are the people that find out about the event. So it's a form of promotion.
More of a
for
marketing,
me.
I guess. More marketing than anything.
You know,
right?
Certainly if you're putting out a serious philosophical blog, that I would also call activism, like something that Chris Cantwell does or something that Stefan Molyneux does. I consider that to be activism, although it's not out in the streets. But, you know, I had a debate one year with Matt Simon at Porkfest when it was supposed to be a debate about civil disobedience versus in-system activism. And I got lucky. He went first, and he went and listed all the reasons that, you know, you should do this and not that. And when it came to my turn, my response was, well, do it all. Do
right.
Whatever kind of activism you want to do. And I think it's good Not only I think it was good that we did the activism, but I think it's also good that there are people out there criticizing it, because people who, you know, may be attracted to our movement but put off by our tactics can then read that and say, oh, there are people in this movement that I can talk to.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, and at the same time, you know, there's different activists have different audiences. You know, and what my audience likes, your audience or Chris Cantwell's audience might not like, okay? But that's okay if I'm reaching somebody.
Well, yeah, I agree. And I think that we do need to have different approaches, and I personally am willing to do pretty much whatever it takes. You know, I'll do politics, I'll do civil disobedience, I'll create media, and, you know, I think that multiple approaches is very important. But at the same time, generally, we're not the ones downing those other approaches. It's very frequently certain people who... you know, they believe in sort of like, let's say, totally inside the system approaches who seem like they spend an inordinate amount of time on the attack against people who have a different set of tactics.
Well, there's sort of some different groups out there as, you know, people that believe that you should only do inside the system activism. And if you do outside the system activism, you are sort of sullying the name of the inside the system activism.
But technically, this is inside the system, right? Because we're talking to the governor.
There are people out there that believe that if you do any kind of inside the system activism, I believe Ethan Glover is one of them, any kind of inside the system activism, that you then sanctify the system, you promote the system itself, and so therefore, you know, all of that is evil, essentially.
Well, there are also those who believe that if you do inside the system activism, that you have to bow down to the system, that you have to kiss the ring, you have to be very worshipful towards it and very respectful towards it, which is why, even though when we're trying to contact the governor, that's technically inside the system, we're not doing it in the traditional manner that is expected, which is, of course, to entreat and to beg and to write letters and things like that. We were just letting her know how we felt, and some people were uncomfortable about that. But let's get into some of his suggestions here. He says, let's start with looking at, you know, talking to people on the Internet. Arguing with strangers on the Internet, he says, a precise data-driven approach online is easy. If you're in the habit of trying to explain your political ideas to people online, take note of who is really paying attention. What are the results of talking to communists on groups like Still Laughing at Anarcho-Capitalism or Liberals on Being Liberal? Oftentimes, I see others hoping to jump into a ring with a dozen hungry lions and expect to tame them all at once. When they find they've bitten off more than they can chew and get frustrated, they turn to aggressive language and call it trolling as a joke. Instead of recognizing a failure, they move the goalpost to something useless and stubbornly continue the wasteful behavior. On this one, I got to agree with Ethan.
Yeah.
I think that arguing online is nothing more than a fun pastime, and it's generally a bad way to pass your time if you have more productive things that you should be doing.
And the problem is you can't really communicate with somebody on this. And he's right. When you talk about like 20 hungry lions, that's a really great analogy.
You can't get someone to address a point online.
No, you like so rarely. I mean, I've had my opinion changed a couple of times reading stuff online, but it's rare, and I like to think of myself as open-minded. So if the very fact that I can, you know, that it has happened rarely to me, I can only imagine what it is for people that I consider to be not as open-minded as I. I consider myself to be above the mean as far as open-mindedness goes. I watch it all the time when I try to address things with people. They move. You know, you address their point, you make it abundantly clear, and then they pick
something
one
else.
Tiny thing out of what you said and make that the new issue.
Right. Zero in on that. And
wait a second. You just ignored everything I addressed here. I proved that you have a mistaken point of view, that you're ignorant on this issue, and bam, you're like, no.
Yep.
You know, and
see, when I argue with somebody online, I'm generally not expecting that person to be convinced, because generally I argue with zealots for some particular school of thought. And so what I'm looking to do is to convince the people reading.
That's correct. If that's the most you can hope for from an argument, you can never expect the opponent to all of a sudden see the light and thank you, Mark, for showing me the truth. Path.
Hallelujah.
That's just not going to happen. But yeah, I agree with you, Rich. It's the people who are observing quietly, that are reading that. internet conversation that's who it really makes a difference to. If you want to say that arguing online is in any way productive, it would be with those people, I would say.
And the thing that frustrates me about that, and is that we have a very popular Facebook page where lots of people will chime in. But how many people actually read through comments and get convinced? I would imagine it's in the dozens on a big thread, and maybe the hundreds. Here on, none of these people are brave enough to pick up the phone and call us at 855-450-FREE and bring up their point and get out to tens of thousands of people on Free Talk Live.
Well, they'd also have to have a conversation with us at that point. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live. They wouldn't be able to ignore stuff as easily.
Attention, business owners. Do you know the three most critical letters in business?
CEO? MBA?
Nope. Here's a hint. These three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything.
ROI?
The answer is INC, as in incorporation. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners, so you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home. Protect your car. Protect your life savings. Call 1-800-941-1029 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. Get the three little letters that can mean the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. For your free guide, call 1-800-941-1029. That's 1-800-941-1029.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. Thank you.
Rosa Parks getting on the bus and refusing to move, because it's just not nice to do that. The same folks today they don't like new, different types of activism. I'm not saying every type of activism is Rosa Parks by any stretch of the imagination. That was well-planned activism. They, as I understand, the civil rights activists there chose to pass by a few other activists that attempt to do similar activism and really promoted Rosa Parks, basically because she was an older woman. But she went to activism training. This was planned. This lady intended to do this, and she broke the normal social paradigm there, and a lot of people didn't like it.
So, coming up, Mark, you're going to be in Las Vegas in July.
That's right, for the Freedom Fest event. It's called Discover the New American Dream. It's July the 8th through the 11th. Now, you want to arrive just a little early, so think of it as 7 to 11 in Vegas. It's at Planet Hollywood. It's going to be a lot of fun. This is the largest gathering of free minds in the world, and this one is even more epic than any that have come in the past because of the what they're calling the historic dream debate of the century. Paul Krugman versus Steve Moore. Steve Moore is the Wall Street Journal columnist and chief economist for the Heritage Foundation, and Krugman is the Nobel Prize-winning economist and New York Times columnist, and they're going to debate austerity versus stimulus, red state versus blue state, flat tax versus progressive tax, and this is only happening at Freedom Fest. I said in the last segment that I like to consider myself to be open-minded. That's one of the reasons I'm really excited about this debate. I want to see what Krugman says. I want to hear what he has to say, because I tend to be a fiscally conservative individual. I'm not going in there to watch Moore crush Krugman. I'm going in there to see what Krugman has to say, what the value is in the other side. So there's going to be lots of Liberty luminaries there, folks like John Mackey, the CEO of Whole Foods, Peter Thiel, Steve Wynn, Steve Forbes, Dinesh D'Souza, Grover Norquist, Justin Amash, Glenn Beck, George Gilder. It's a star-studded event, and it's going to be well worth the ticket price. Go there to freedomfest.com. When you buy your ticket, please click that you heard it on the radio. That is how they're rating whether or not Free Talk Live's ad's effective. And I would love to see you out there. It's going to be a lot of fun. Please come by and say hi. We'll be on Radio Row. It's freedomfest.com. Call toll free, 855-850-FREE. It's 855-850-FREE to register, or go to freedomfest.com. If you call them, be sure to mention Free Talk Live.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts. Carlos is in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Carlos.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to say I liked how you went after the governor up there. I just wish there had been more of you. I mean, if people face her like that, it's going to make her uncomfortable. Maybe think about what she's doing more.
Yeah, I agree with you. I wish we had more people out there as well. It was, you know, in the middle of a Saturday afternoon, and obviously, you know, not everybody's interested in doing this sort of activism, so we're getting a subset of people who would be even willing to and able to come out and do this. But what really, not only would have been nice to have more people there, we had three, so it was Rich, myself, and a guy named Ed. So we had three, which is better than zero, but it would have been nice to have had 50 or 20 or 10 or something, anything more. But further, it would have been even better to have a B team. So what ended up happening, if you watch the video, we get kicked off of campus after we harangue her for about 5 minutes straight.
Yeah, you really had her stuck.
Yeah. Well, we were actually on our way off campus, but we couldn't go back as a result of that was the issue.
Right. We were told to leave. Well, actually, we were told to leave. I don't think they said we couldn't come back. We were just told to leave the campus. We weren't no trespassed. They didn't give us any kind of actual order. But the general approach would be to leave for the day and not come back for the day. And that's what we did. But
we would have beaten any trespass order because it is public land,
right,
and we were engaged in First Amendment protected speech. So we were operating within their rule.
Absolutely true. And so what we could have used was a B team, though, to maybe another three people who weren't there the first time, who could have then gone there for the end of the ceremony and ambushed her as she was walking to her vehicle on the way out. So that would have been the ideal situation, but, you know, that's why we need more activists up here in New Hampshire. Come on up and join the fun.
I, I liked how you did it, and I liked how you guys are going up there in the legislature and stuff. It's cool seeing it on video. It's inspiring. So
thanks. Are you going to make a move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project?
I don't know, man. Actually, I think I met you at the Ron Paul rally in Tampa in 2012.
No, I was not there.
You were there. No, nope. You were not. Well, the guy from up there, and he said, why don't you move up there? And I'm like, oh, because it's so cold. And he's like, you know what I did? I was like, what? He's like, I bought a jacket.
Well, I'll tell you, I moved here from Florida, too.
Yeah.
And
three of us did.
When I told my father that I was moving to New Hampshire, he said, do you know where it is? And I said, well, of course I know where it is. And he said, but you hate the cold. And I said, Dad, without freedom, cold warmth is cold comfort.
No doubt. Carlos, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. Yep, we will.
Peace.
You know, I think that I don't think that the weather claim is invalid when people look at New Hampshire. When I was, you know, when we were voting on which state was going to be the home of the Free State Project, this is some years ago, I was pulling for Delaware because it was the farthest south of all of the states. But one thing you have to consider when you look at these states that are sort of between Florida and New Hampshire is that when these states get snow, it turns into sort of ice on the road, and like there's freezing rain, which is much more dangerous than snow. Snow's a pain in the butt. But, you know, having to move white stuff around is a pain. There's no doubt about it. But it's not as dangerous as freezing rain. And freezing rain's much more prevalent from essentially the Mason-Dixon line north to...
I didn't know that.
Much more common. And so, you know, it's not so bad when you look at it that way. And the cold doesn't bother me. Sometimes I go out and tend my fire, which is out just behind my house. I have an outdoor wood boiler because I want to, you know, heat from the wood on my land. I go out and tend it with no jacket on at all.
The cold bothers me, I'll tell you that. I've got, like, no skin on my bones. I'm a very, very skinny guy, and it's easy for me to get cold. I'll sometimes get cold in my own house. If it's 70 degrees, my feet will be cold if they're touching the floor. So to me, it was definitely something that I had to get over, was the idea of it's going to be cold quite a bit up there. But, yeah, there are jackets. There are not only jackets, but they have, like, heat pouches. Or, like, I've got this battery thing that I bought on Amazon, which was $40 or something like that, and this was 2 or 3 years ago now. This is it's like a rechargeable battery that instead of putting out power, it puts out warmth. And it actually does have a power port on it, so you can use it to charge your phone if you wanted to. But I use that to warm my hands up during, you know, if I'm out doing activism in the cold during the wintertime. So there are tools. You know, the market has come up with ways to deal with cold. But to me, being around thousands of people who love liberty is so worth it. 855-453. You can join us here. Go to freestateproject.org and learn more about it. We'll come back with more Free Talk Live.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The economy is teetering on the edge. Spending and taxes are at all-time highs. Average Americans are hanging on by their fingertips. Is the American dream dead? Can it be restored? Join us at Freedom Fest, the world's largest gathering of free minds, in Las Vegas, July 8th through 11th, to hear the historic debate between Paul Krugman and Steve Moore. Plus, Senator Mike Lee, publisher Steve Forbes, billionaire Steve Wynn, and media mogul Glenn Beck tell us how America finds her way back. Discover the new American dream. Register today at freedomfest.com to find out. That's freedomfest.com.
It's been July with its Dentovite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit brightsidebend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got a website. You can go there, get interactive. You can actually submit content right to the front page of the site, vote on what is there. So you see something you like, you can vote it up. If you don't like something, you can vote it down. It's a Reddit-based system, so that means it's free for you to use. In fact, the entire website's free. You can download archives. You can go grab our YouTube videos. It's all there, and there's a lot there. I can't even tell you about half of it here. So go and check it out. Explore on and at your leisure. Over at freetalklive.com. As we go back to your phone calls and thoughts, we've got Doug on the line in Manchester. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Doug.
Hi, guys. I just had a couple quick questions. Ian, have you ever volunteered for Keene State High School?
Keene State High School. There is State High School.
Keene High School.
Keene High School. Have I volunteered? Yes.
Like after prom parties or...
So there is a thing they do called Project Graduation here in Keene, and basically I don't think it has to do with prom, but it does have to do with graduation. So the seniors who are leaving the school have this Project Graduation thing where like they have a bunch of games and things like that gymnasium. That they set up in the gymnasium and such. And Oh, there you go. So, yes, I have done that. I've done that multiple years. I wasn't able to do it last year because they actually had it, I think it was like the same week of Porkfest, or there was something else going on. Some sort of thing conflicted with it, so it was my first year of not being able to do it. But I've actually done it like at least 3 years now at this point. Why do you ask?
So I was there. I was working the event, and I saw you a few times on the camera, and I said, geez, it looks like him. And I almost introduced myself, but...
next time feel free.
Yeah. And also, I know you said on the air that you don't own guns, and Mark, he can't own guns, but did you guys ever bring up to the governor about she wants to veto the constitutional carry in New Hampshire that got passed?
I'm a big supporter of the right to defend oneself, and while I don't currently own a gun, I do actually have possession of one. But nonetheless, that is an important issue, and it really did well in the state house. That passed with flying colors in the New Hampshire state house. I don't know if the Senate has voted on that yet here in New Hampshire. So for our listeners that don't know what we're talking about, New Hampshire is one of the best states to live in as far as gun freedoms are concerned. But there are a couple of states that are better, including Vermont and Alaska, where you don't need to ask permission from the government to concealed carry. That's something that you do have to do here in New Hampshire, and that is what this legislation would have changed. In this case, no, and at least in the instance with me and Rich, we targeted her over the cannabis issue, which is one on which she's particularly weak, and that was just the issue we happened to choose. But I do.
It would have been great if another person would have gone out on that on a similar issue, but
right.
It's hard to get folks to come out.
Yeah, being a felon now, it's very difficult for me to argue too much about gun rights. I don't focus there just because people will say, well, you're a criminal, you shouldn't be carrying anyway. But, I open carried every day from the time I moved to New Hampshire up until, after I was arrested.
I would love to see, like, a group of felons put together some sort of an activist group, like, you know, Felons for Firearm Rights or something like that, giving these politicians a hard time. Like, look, you know, we're productive members of society. We're not a danger to anybody, and we should be able to protect ourselves and our family. I think that would be an interesting project.
Every argument there is for people being able to carry guns, like, you know, when seconds count, the cops are only minutes away. That's true for felons too. I've got a family, and the suggestion
and a felony.
Yeah, and a felon, and I'm a felon. And the suggestion that I can't have a gun to protect my family.
Nor can your wife.
Well, the law is really shifty on that, and it depends on the state and the region you're in and which judge you get and all kinds of stuff.
Isn't it active possession though? Like if you could access that firearm before she could, then that would.
Right, I mean, but there's not a police officer around every second to define what active possession is.
But there would be police if somebody tried to break into your house and they got shot. Right?
Sure, but I mean, something as simple as a trigger lock, basically solves the active possession issue.
So if you were to put a trigger lock in the gun before the police showed up, then they wouldn't be able to prove that you had access to it.
Well, that you could, if you owned a trigger lock, the police couldn't prove that it wasn't on the gun beforehand
right.
or whatever. Like for instance, there's.
Well, they could if you got it out of the lock and your wife wasn't home. But then again, it's generally better to be tried by 12 than carried by 6. Thank you,
Doug. Was there anything else you wanted to share on that conversation?
Yes. So the Senate did pass that bill, and she
did.
Yeah, and she said she was going to veto it, but she's going to be running for re-election or for senator. So anybody in New Hampshire listening, give her a call, tell her not to veto it, harass her, whatever.
Thanks, Doug, for your call tonight, man. I appreciate it. Next time you see me, come up, say hi. I appreciate that, too. Our toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We were talking about activist tactics, and Ethan Glover over at ethanglover.biz was critiquing Rich Paul and I. I think he's going to come back around to that. But what he's talking about is looking at data as far as, you know, the results of the activism that you're doing, and he's right now focusing on the idea of getting into online arguments with people, which I don't really consider to be activism. Rich, I think you made a good argument for it as possible, like promotion or marketing for a brand or something like that. But generally, if you're spending your time having an argument with people online, it's my opinion, you could be doing something more productive.
You're using the term argument, and you tend to fixate on that.
Yeah.
Would you say that having discussions with people online that are of a pro-liberty nature is activism?
Not if it's arguing with people,
okay.
I would say no.
Well,
and I would say that, you know,
argumentation has several different...
About if it's educating people.
Right. You didn't answer my question, which is a nasty political sort of thing to do. And secondly, argue, mm-hmm. to argue a point doesn't necessarily mean to raise one's voice or call names or anything like that. It simply means to put forth an idea. So argue can have different definitions.
I tend to think it's a waste of time. Whether you want to call it arguing or discussing, I tend to think that you could be doing something more productive, typically.
Yeah, well, I mean, especially if you have a nationally syndicated radio program, I would absolutely agree with you. And frankly, anybody who has a particular bend, they ought to call Free Talk Live and discuss it that way, because you're going to have a much more honest conversation rather than online, where people just, you know, they don't respond to points. They talk past one another.
Yeah,
disingenuous as they could possibly be.
So he says, when they report back to their friends, talking about people arguing online, laughing about how they trolled the enemy and pointing out responses that they know their friends will disagree with, they are participating in what I call clickbaiting, as in C-L-I-Q-U-E, a clique, clickbaiting. Mm-hmm. After failing to make a positive difference, these people run back to their own isolated communities and joke about how stupid everyone else is. It's like a 12-year-old boy getting rejected by a girl and then going back to his friends to call her a slut. The end result is a group of boys and girls hating one another because of some artificially created drama. Instead of getting laid, the boy expends his remaining energy and time on blaming his failures on the girls. Clique baiting is when one refuses to improve themselves and isolates themselves into groups that accept his or her failures in light of what they see as the failures of the failures or ignorance of other groups. This practice does nothing but create tension between two groups.
I tend to agree with that.
Here's the most important part. If only one group participates in clique baiting and the other refrains from retaliating, it is the other that wins public opinion. When Ian Freeman yells at Maggie Hassan and Hassan never publicly responds, it's only the obnoxious behavior of Ian that the public sees. The context doesn't matter when there is no reply. Now, I disagree with that because, you know, it's... everybody's opinion is different. There is no such thing as public opinion. Each individual who observes the activism that we perform, in this case, the cornering of the governor, each individual is going to bring different observations and beliefs to that experience. So it's going to speak to some people in a very positive way. They want to see the governor get what's for. And then to other people who have respect for the office and the government and all that, they're going to be insulted. Or to people who are easily, you know, offended, they're going to be offended by it. So to say that there is such a thing as winning public opinion, I don't know what that means. 855-453. We'll continue here in moments, and you can share your thoughts with us on tactics or whatever's on your mind on Free Talk Live.
You've helped make Lumber Liquidators North America's largest specialty retailer of hardwood flooring. To say thanks, we've made unbelievable price cuts on top quality floors at our customer appreciation sale. It's your chance to get pre-finished hardwood for just 99 cents and strand bamboo, our most durable bamboo, from an incredible $149. Plus deals on 400 beautiful floors, including quality laminate from 49 cents and 24 months special financing. You trust our value, we value your trust. So get to the customer appreciation sale today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2% caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Join us here toll-free at 855-453. Is it bad to corner the governor and pepper him or her with questions that they don't want to hear, that some people might be upset by? Well, that's one of the things that might be being suggested here by a critic of some of the activism that you and I recently engaged in, Rich Paul. We're going to continue with that critique here in a moment. Our toll-free number is 855-453. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. And if you like this show and you want to help support what we're doing, you can go and shop with us at shop.freetalklive.com. What you do is you enter Amazon through the links you'll find there. There's Amazon US, UK, and Canada. Just go into the right Amazon for you, and Free Talk Live will get a cut of the purchase price. Whatever it is that you're looking to buy, Free Talk Live will get a cut of it when you go through shop.freetalklive.com. So, Ethan Glover over at ethanglover.biz, a new mover, actually, a relatively new mover for the Free State Project. So, you know, this guy's got credit, at least some level of cred, right? He moved. Mm-hmm. He picked up and he moved for the Free State Project. This isn't your average YouTube commenter who's critiquing us here. So, I'm certainly taking it more seriously than I would, you know, the average YouTube comment. Going on here, though,
well,
the
in the previously what he had said was this, he was sort of analogizing your activism to a junior high boy going and asking a girl at a dance, and you know her turning him down, and then him going back to his group and you know calling her a slut or whatever.
I wouldn't say that's accurate.
Okay, what's accurate?
Well, I would say that is inaccurate specifically because we're putting our activism out there for everyone to see.
Right.
I never expected to convince Maggie Hassan, so if that is the...
And I don't want to date her either.
Right. Well, what he says is that he doesn't like this because it just separates the two groups. Well, the groups we're talking about here are essentially activists and you know, libertarian activists and statists who support the governor. There's a lot of people in between who can come to whatever conclusion they come to, and I suspect that some of them will come to the conclusion that, as he says, you guys acted like a couple of douchebags.
Yep, that's true.
Some people will come to that conclusion. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know the percentage, and I think that this is different because we're talking about a politician here, and politicians look for popular support. Generally, their support tends to be less than 50%. The people that, say, oh, they're doing a good job, often can be peeled off when you talk about a specific issue. Oh, yeah, well, do you know what she says, what she says about marijuana legalization or about constitutional carry or about
most people wouldn't know.
Common Core? Mm-hmm. Well, you guys addressed, your group addressed a couple of issues there, marijuana and Common Core, and that peels off. I don't think there's very many Democrats that are like, we hate Common Core. Maybe there are. I don't know the answer to that. But usually the Democrats tend to kind of shore up around the teachers union. The teachers union tends to be around Common Core. But nonetheless, that gets the Republican types like, yeah, Common Core, bad. Fine. From what I can tell, it's bad. But it also, many of the marijuana activists tend to be sort of leaning Democrat. And this just kind of peels them off and says, hey, look, turns them against their governor.
That's the idea, is to bring people's attention to these issues and further to bring people's attention to the activism going on here in New Hampshire. This is also a beacon to liberty people all around the world saying, hey, come here and you can join in and do some real activism for once.
And that is a kind of clickbaiting that I'm definitely looking to do. I mean, I'm looking to get that message out that we're here, and I'm looking to get that message out to people specifically who believe the same things that we believe.
Absolutely.
And are willing to work to achieve that. So, and people like that, I think, are going to look at at the kind of thing that we do and say, I want to be out there doing that.
We've had people say that. We've had people say that we're living their dream.
Yeah.
That's literally what somebody said, because they're in a state where you can't access the governor at all, ever, because she's always got he or she always has a huge security contingent. This lady's got one security guard. We're in New Hampshire. Everything's small here. The government is very small. The governor's security detail is one man.
Yep.
That's it. So it's not hard to get close to this lady when she's in a public place. And so other people are looking at this like, somebody in California, it's like, I wouldn't be able to even say word one to the governor of California. You guys are doing amazing work. And this is some of the commentary that we've received.
Many of the people that support Free Talk Live and support the Shire Free Church and, other activist groups, they're business owners that say to themselves, I have been screwed so badly by the government. Like, they're literally angry, and they want to, go after the governments in any way they can. Now, we try not to sound particularly angry. You guys certainly, you were like, shame on you, Maggie.
And yeah, there was shame on her.
There was some level of sort of recrimination in your voice. There's no doubt about it.
Yep.
But
I wasn't being nice to her.
Right. It's not like you were getting in her face. You weren't like waving something at her threateningly or anything like that. None of that was going on. You guys are pros when it comes to activism. You know what you can do and what you can't do, what sort of works and what doesn't work. And one of the reasons is because you take critique. You're reading this guy's blog, and frankly, I don't know, his blog is liable to, I don't even have the terminology, have 10 times, 100 times the hits it's had in the past.
I don't know. Free Talk Live effect.
Get a little bump. I don't know if it's going to be a whole lot. But.
A lot of people aren't going to, but he, when was the last time his blog was promoted on a nationally syndicated radio program?
Let's talk to Dennis in Concord, another guy I got a lot of respect for, who's done a lot of activism up
here. And disagrees with you often.
Sometimes, yeah. I saw him the other night, actually, earlier this month. We went to a New Movers party, and he was there. At least I presume it's the same Dennis. Dennis, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, it's me. I love you. You know that you piss me off so GD much, it just is impossible. But I do love you.
Your feelings are your own responsibility, Dennis, not mine.
You guys are talking about meeting the governor. The first time I met the governor in New Hampshire, I had no idea he was going to be there. I just went to the fair in the town I live in. There's a pretty big fair. It's like the Hopkinton Fair.
Mm-hmm.
A couple years ago. And the governor of the state was basically standing sort of near one of the entrance gates where people, you have your hand stamped, you come in. And he's kind of standing there alone, basically looking awkward, looking like the guy at the dance who doesn't know how to ask the girls to come over and talk.
She totally looked that way, too. When we were at this event at the college, she was just standing kind of alone, looking around, didn't really. Well, she wasn't schmoozing as much as I expected her to be. I'm sorry to interrupt, but go ahead.
Oh, it's fine. I mean, in this case, it was Governor Lynch who came before Hassan. Mm-hmm. And he's just, just kind of hanging around, hoping someone will come up and talk to him. I came up, I shook his hand, and at the time, the Real ID thing was a really big thing, with New Hampshire being the most forceful, no, we're not going to participate. And I just shook his hand and said, Governor, if you tell the federal government that we're not going to go along with Real ID, you're okay in my book. Just like that. Mm-hmm. You know, if there's one thing that really mattered to me at that time, that was it. I had a billion things I disagree with that guy on, but I feel like that was not a small thing, just connecting in the head of, it's a lot like dealing with executives at a company. They don't have a lot of attention. They can just sort of get a general gist, like a general flash of, okay, people feel this way. That's all you can communicate, and that's fine. And I think that plays right into what you guys were doing with present Governor Maggie. Some things that whoever's critiquing you ought to keep in mind. Effectively, no one's going to see that video, at least nobody in New Hampshire. Nobody in New Hampshire has seen that video. Some libertarians, yes, but effectively, nobody in New Hampshire has seen that video, or is likely to.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I've had people walk up to me on the street and say thank you for it who aren't necessarily libertarians. But
very few, I think, is what he's trying to say.
Oh, yeah, a very small percentage of New Hampshireites are actually going to see that video.
Yeah, I think it's only got 5,000 views.
Compared to the number of people that would even read, say, a letter to the editor in the newspaper, right? Vanishingly small compared to that. And there weren't even really bystanders. Yes, there were people around, but it's not like this was in front of a big candidate event where a lot of people were there. Just, no one saw this happen effectively. The most important person to see this happen was the governor herself. And the important thing to communicate that I think you did was just, here's the thing. What was first is, there is public displeasure at this, and people are really pissed off. People are upset.
Right.
It's not just like, I disagree with you on this. It's, no, this is like you've torn down like someone's last straw.
To be consequences for people who take the wrong position on marijuana decriminalization. She needs to feel that.
There's a great pro-liberty rep who's actually in New Hampshire long before the Free State Project even got selected, who I think he was retelling this from wisdom from far earlier on, but he really drove it home to me. When they feel the heat, they see the light. That is how you got to think about your politicians.
I think more people need to give feedback like this to politicians. If you want, got more comments, stand by, Dennis. We can bring it back here. Coming up in hour number three, 855, 450, free.
I think it's important you guys stuck to one issue, too.
Yeah.
Each individually, one issue. That way you said, this is important to me. And Dennis had really sort of said that with Lynch, too.
Specifically wanted to call her out as a hypocrite as well, considering she smoked pot. It's Free Talk Live.
New Hampshire is under quarantine as walking corpses devour the flesh of the living. Max is 11 years old and surviving alone. Slow moving and non-thinking, the dead swarm his home. Now he must apply his Porcupine Freedom Scouts training to improvise his escape. Look for Survivor Max on Facebook, read reviews on Amazon, or read Chapter 1 at SurvivorMax.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.